You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 172. So today I'm going to teach you a mindfulness practice called a self-compassion break. And I first experienced this. I first learned this practice, it was 4 years ago when I took a mindful self-compassion course through the Center for Mindful Self-Compassion, which was co-founded by Kristen Neff and Chris Germer, who are pioneers in the field of mindful self-compassion. And so this exercise that I'm gonna teach and share with you today is based off of curriculum from them. So before I share this practice with you, I want to share a story, which led me then to think about offering doing a podcast and sharing this practice with you. So the other day I was out walking in my neighborhood in Brooklyn and running errands, and kind of like off ahead of me, I noticed these two people walking. And it's interesting when I think about it now, I'm not sure why I noticed them because, you know, there's lots of other people on the street. But anyway, I just took note and they were ahead of me, so that's fine. And then anyway, as I turned the corner, I saw them again up ahead of me and they were hugging. And the energy of the hug seemed heavy and sad. And so they were standing in the middle of the sidewalk hugging. And, you know, I was walking towards them. So as I approached, I noticed that one of them was sobbing into the other person's arms. And the person who was crying had their arms by their sides. And the one who was consoling them had their arms wrapped around the person who was crying. And it was sad. And I felt overwhelmed with empathy and compassion. And it's so interesting. You know, I know this can happen everywhere, but in New York, where, of course, it's, you know, it's so densely populated. And of course, there's cars everywhere. But there's so many people on the streets compared to car culture. So there's a, living in New York City, you're in it, or in any big city where there's so many people out, you are more likely to see, you know, people expressing their emotions or people getting in fights or, you know, just that, just a lot more, you know, experiencing a lot more of that. And then cities where, you know, where people are silently crying in their cars, for example. So, I mean, I've lived in New York City 23 years. Actually, it's approaching 24. Holy crap. And I have many a time walked down the street crying or been on the subway fighting back tears and not being able to. And that's just the reality of it. Anyway, so as I walked by these two people, I thought many things. But one of the things I was like, wow, it's so interesting how the person who's crying wasn't hugging back. And I was just thinking, you know, what are they going through? Why aren't they hugging back? Like, what is that for them? And then what does it feel like for the person who is doing that hugging and consoling? And, you know, I was just thinking about how everyone goes through hard times all the time. People cry. And we're all human and life can be really hard. And of course, there's also so much goodness in the world, but I felt so glad that that person who was crying was with someone who was there to love them and support them and hug them. And then I was thinking about, you know, myself and, you know, how I love to be there for people and I also want to receive that love and care from other people and for myself. And also just really thinking about my clients and everyone in general, but just, you know, thinking about how we can be really hard on ourselves for not doing things perfectly or fast enough or good enough. And it's just constantly a theme that I work on with my clients. And, you know, just this important work that we do together and also here with you on this podcast, just helping cultivate mindfulness and, you know, working through negative self-talk and self-judgment and self-criticism. And, you know, just thinking about self-compassion as I do all the time. And, you know, wondering if this person on the street who was crying, you know, what if they were alone? What if they weren't with their friend? Would they be crying alone walking down the street? Would they console themselves? You know, what would be the what would they be saying to them to themselves? And we don't know. But I was just thinking about that, and you know what I do know is that we are here together. You're here listening to this podcast, and I am grateful for that. And so, with all of this in mind, I want to share this mindful self-compassion practice with you so that when you are in pain or when you are hurting or suffering or grieving or feeling distressed, that you can show yourself that loving kindness that you deserve. So this is called a self-compassion break. And so for this practice, you'll want to have several minutes. I'm not exactly sure how long it's going to take as I talk you through it. But in general, once you start practicing it and getting the hang of it, it can, you know, just be a few minutes. But please give yourself some quiet time to do this. And now if you're listening to this podcast while you're out, you know, driving or running errands, that's awesome. But and you can and listen and do this, but also, you know, I do encourage you to go back and listen when you can really be still and be present with yourself and close your eyes and really go inward and connect. So, you know, when I was thinking about this, like, you know, often I listen to podcasts while I'm in the shower. So if that's you, woohoo, awesome. So, you know, you could listen to this while you're in the shower and then you could also, you know, be present and close your eyes. So anyway, So what I do recommend is that you listen and do this practice with me. And then if you're so inclined, you can listen again and take notes or please email me. I will provide a handout for you if you email me a self-compassion break handout, info@thewellnessheadquarters.com. So, okay. So this mindfulness practice is this way to help remind ourselves to apply and to experience the three core components of self-compassion when we are experiencing trying times and, you know, difficulties when they arise in our life. And so those three components of self-compassion are mindfulness, common humanity, and kindness. Mindfulness, common humanity, and kindness. And the self-compassion break also incorporates this the healing power of soothing touch, self-touch, which can really help us feel safe and cared for. And so before we begin, I also want to note that some of the language that I'm going to offer or recommend that's used in this practice that is coming from that practice that I learned, that it might not resonate with you. So it's really important for you to find words that feel meaningful and authentic to you. So for example, you may not jive with the word suffering, okay? So you may prefer the word you know, struggle or distress, or you might prefer the word support or love over, you know, instead of the word kindness. So as I share this exercise, you will feel out and you will see what resonates and what feels good to you. And then you can try out different variations and use different words and different language that speak to you and work for you. So are you ready? Okay, so I invite you to take a few deep breaths and settle into your body. And I want to invite you to bring to mind a situation in your life that is causing you some stress. So for right now, you know, please choose something, a problem, an issue that's, you know, mild to moderate, as, you know, that's not something that's like super overwhelming, but really choosing something that's mild to moderate in, you know, in range of, you know, stress as I'm introducing you to this practice and as you gradually develop this self-compassion practice. So bringing this difficulty to life in your experience right now. Where do you feel it in your body? If you feel it in your body, where are you sensing that? It's okay to notice and feel any discomfort in your body. And be present with any sensations as they arise in your body. And with this thing that you're going through, this difficulty, you know, present in your mind right now and in your body, say to yourself slowly, this is a moment of suffering. So that's mindfulness. It's the first component of self-compassion. It's recognizing the struggle while we're struggling and validating how we feel while we're experiencing it. So you can choose any words that speak to you, and, you know, some other options are, this is really painful right now. Or I'm really struggling here. Or I feel very scared and overwhelmed. Or this is stressful. And when you cultivate mindfulness around a difficulty, you are acknowledging that it's tough and that you are feeling it and you are experiencing it and you are honoring that feeling and validating yourself. And now, for the second stage of the self-compassion break, say to yourself, suffering is a part of life. So that's common humanity, the second component of self-compassion. And other options to say to yourself are, we all struggle. Or I know that I'm not alone. Or even though it feels like it right now, I know that I am not alone. Or everyone experiences suffering just like me. This feeling of common humanity, you know, really opening up to, you know, the fact that everyone struggles and that you are acknowledging and internalizing that you are a part of this common experience. This is common humanity. You are not alone in this. And you are not the only one who has this problem or this struggle. But everyone does. And then it's about opening up to this energetic, deep connection to other people because of this. and you are not alone. And now for the third stage of the self-compassion break, experiment with offering yourself a simple gesture of soothing touch. So, you know, one option is placing one hand or both hands over your heart, or you could, you know, rub your thighs or some gesture of soothing touch, you know, of your choice, and just really opening up and allowing the feeling of gentleness and softness with touching your body in a place that feels really healing and safe and good. And say to yourself, may I be kind to myself. Or I'm willing to give myself what I need. Other options are, I am beginning to accept myself as I am. Or I am willing to forgive myself. I am here for myself. Or may I be patient with myself. And think about what words of kindness and support you need to hear in this difficult situation. And then offer yourself what you need. And I know that for some of us, this may come more easily than others. So if you are having trouble finding the words, imagine that a dear friend or a loved one is having the exact same struggle or problem as you are. And what would you say to this person? What would you say to your dear friend? What simple message would you give to your friend or loved one, just heart to heart? And then see if you can offer that same message to yourself. This is self-compassion. So let's reflect for a moment. How was that experience of this exercise for you? I'm curious if anything came up in any of the different components or phrases. Any insights, any shifts? So you have just practiced the self-compassion break as given to us from the Center of Mindful Self-Compassion. And I invite you to continue to experiment with this practice and become familiar with it. So the next time that you are feeling overwhelmed or you're feeling fear, you're in pain, struggling, that you give yourself a few moments right there on the spot and validate yourself and acknowledge what you're going through and offer yourself those three components of self-compassion, which again, first, it's acknowledging what you're experiencing with mindfulness, saying like, this is, you know, oh, this is so hard for me. This is really, really hard for me. And then second, moving from isolation to connection and that common humanity and reminding yourself, I am not alone in this struggle. And then third, saying to yourself something like, may I be kind to myself. So that whenever you notice you're struggling, it becomes an opportunity to practice self-compassion. And remember that often it can take some time to find language that works for you personally and that feels authentic. So just experiment, explore, see what feels good to you, and Again, I'm happy to provide a handout for you. So if you want to email me at info@thewellnessheadquarters.com, I will happily do that. And I want to thank you so much for joining me today. And if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you would please share it far and wide with your friends and coworkers and family members, anyone who you think would find this episode or the podcast in general helpful. We definitely want to grow our and expand our positively anti-inflammatory community. So thank you so much for sharing the podcast. And until next week, say something nice to yourself, slow down when you eat, and say yes to rest. Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.